Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities December monthly podcast. In December, the rally in risk assets continued despite further record-breaking infections and tighter restrictions. Markets remained forward-looking as a number of vaccines with high efficacy levels began to receive regulatory approval, allowing distribution and administration to start and bringing forward the timing when economic activity should normalize. In the U.S., President Trump signed a $2.3 trillion government funding in COVID-19 package. Further support for risk sentiment came from the approval of the EU's landmark 750 billion euro recovery plan and a post-Brexit free trade agreement between the UK and the EU, which was signed into law on December 30th. The agreement is comprehensive and covers trade in goods, investment, energy, aviation, transport, fisheries, and even some services. In terms of portfolio positioning, no major theme or position changes took place during the month. As it has been since the second quarter, the portfolio was positioned risk on to take advantage of progress toward economic normalization, underpinned by extraordinary monetary and fiscal policy. Investment grade credit, being directly supported by the Fed, continued as one major theme. Emerging market countries with positive real yields remained the other major theme. With Powell's commitment to keep rates near zero for the foreseeable future, and with meaningful progress toward global vaccinations, EM real yields should become increasingly attractive. Toward the end of the month, headline duration increased by a little more than a year, with the increase concentrated in the 10 and 20-year part of the curve. A 30-year break-even trade was closed, given the more conservative outlook for inflation, and the swap spread widener was decreased as 10-year swaps widened into positive territory. The U.S.-German short was increased by a quarter of a year as the spread between the U.S. and German 10s continued to widen. In terms of performance, emerging market debt was the most significant contributor, mainly as a result of long rate exposures in Mexico, Indonesia, Russia, and Brazil. Investment grade credit was a significant contributor, mainly as a result of financial and energy holdings, as those spreads tightened. EM currency exposures were positive, as Russia, Mexico, and Brazil all strengthened versus the U.S. dollar. High yield was a modest contributor as a result of energy, and overall duration positioning detracted from performance, mainly due to long U.S. duration exposure. So for the outlook going forward, the combination of the start toward global vaccinations and reasonable economic momentum aided by fiscal help should support fixed income and risk markets. However, challenges remain with record global infection rates as well as in vaccine production, acceptance, and distribution. So we maintain our base case outlook for a longer U-shaped economic recovery. Central bank purchases will likely support continued spread compression and the liquidity of investment-grade markets moving forward. Credit fundamentals remain challenged, but we expect a number of sectors to demonstrate resilience, including banking, while others continue to face downgrade pressure. We acknowledge markets remain most sensitive to statistics around COVID-19. Once we begin to see declines in the viral spread, ultimately the power of the very accommodative policies will combine with an eventual recovery in demand to propel the global economy back toward trendline growth. So that concludes our podcast for December. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.